The federal government has proposed a screening test for year one students. Children will be tested in the areas of maths and reading with an emphasis on phonics. But the test is yet to be approved by all states and territories. Annalisa Gracias reports.
The Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, wants to see all students in Year 1 screened in a light-touch test in order to better detect children with learning difficulties. Although many schools have their own systems of detecting learning difficulties, the federal government believes this proposal will unify the screening process across the country. This push for national testing comes as there is growing concern about the Australian student standards. About 1 in 20 Year 3 students in 2016 did not meet the national minimum standard for reading or numeracy.
An earlier but very light touch skills check is a great opportunity to ensure that every student in every classroom across the country has an opportunity to be able to be assessed in a common way, where if they need extra targeted teaching and intervention and assistance, that can be delivered to ensure they don't slip through the cracks and fall behind.
The federal government initially identified the requirement for Year 1 students to have these tests in 2016, which was preceded by a commissioning and expert panel to provide an insight into the implementation and the outcomes of the proposal. Jennifer Buckingham from the Centre of Independent Studies headed the report, which was presented to the states and territories last Friday and publicly released on Monday. The report recommends Australia bases its phonetics assessment on the United Kingdom's test, which lists words like beg, sum, vap, osc, and asks students which ones are real. Here are some comments she's made to the media.
Children of that age aren't necessarily familiar at that point with doing formal types of assessment. So a one-on-one assessment between the teacher and the child allows you to have an oral assessment. So you're not relying on handwriting, for example. You can determine what they know by them reading aloud, or if it's a numeracy assessment, by telling you what the answer to the question is. Students might be asked a question like, here are five objects, can you add two more? The testing would take between 10 and 15 minutes. The first time we have any national assessment is in year three with the NAPLAN test. Year three is actually very late to intervene if there is a problem.
Unlike NAPLAN, the results of these tests will not be publicly available. Education ministers will meet in December to further discuss the plan, which could be fully implemented as early as 2019. Karina Haythorpe is the federal president of the Australian Education Union and a former primary school teacher. She voices her concerns for the national testing proposal and believes it to be an unnecessary government involvement in the state school system. She believes the federal government should do more to fund resources for schools to cater to children with learning difficulties.
We understand that Minister Birmingham intends this to be a national test, so therefore it would apply to all students. However, we are gravely concerned about this. The Minister's been at pains this morning to say it's not a NAPLAN-style test, but the reality is a national test is a national test. Our schools already gauge the learning outcomes of Year 1 students. They already undergo identification processes for children when they start school, and we don't think it's necessary to have a phonics test. What we think is very important is that once these children are identified as part of a school process, that schools have the resources to cater for them. Over the next 2 years, the Turnbull government is going to cut around $3 billion from education. This is funding that was committed to under the original recommendations and agreements of the Gonski Review. Now, schools that have used additional funding have used it for literacy and numeracy intervention programs, to put on additional teachers or support staff. If they don't have the additional funding, then that directly impacts on their capacity to cater for children who need that extra help at school.
Karina Haythorpe ending that report by Annalisa Gracias.